वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 30 एंड 31 टेक्स्ट 30 नहि सत्तस्य नानात्वम् अविद्वान् यदि मन्यते नानात्वम् छिद्रयोर्यद्वज् ज्योतिषोर्वातयोरिव नहि सत्यस्य नानात्वम् अविद्वान् यदि मन्यते नानात्वं छिद्रयोर्यद्वज् ज्योतिषोर्वातयोरिव Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There is no material duality in the Absolute Truth. The duality perceived by an ignorant person is like the difference between the sky contained in an empty pot and the sky outside the pot, or the difference between the reflection of the sun in water and the sun itself in the sky, or the difference between the vital air within one's living body and that within another body. We are taking two shlokas, the text 31 also. Yatha hiranyam bahudha samiyate nibhi kriya bhir vivara vartmasu evam vacho bhir bhagavan adokshajo vyakhyayate lokika vedikair janaha. Translation is as follows. According to their different purposes, men utilize gold in various ways, and the gold is therefore perceived in various forms. In the same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is inaccessible to the material senses, is described in various terms, both ordinary and Vedic, by different types of men. Purport. All those who are not pure devotees of the Supreme Lord are basically trying to exploit the Lord and His energies. According to their strategy of exploitation, they conceive of and describe the Absolute Truth in various ways. In Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the Absolute Truth presents Himself as He is actually for the benefit of sincere people who do not foolishly try to conceptually manipulate the Supreme Godhead. Om Agyaniti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेरी हैप्पी दैट a chance is given for speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam in the Purushottam month. And I also feel like a small kid in front of so many scholars, as just like at home, the parents tell the small child, beta jara gaake dikhao, twinkle twinkle little star. Uncle ko gaake dikhao. So for the pleasure of all of you, I've been preparing. So let us begin. The purport mentions, I don't know, I always get, previous was also casino and that type of, this, today also gold has come, so I just feel like speaking about it. Just a few statistics. Each year about 1500 tons of gold are mined. Gold, or as you know the chemical name Au, aurum in Latin, it's the term carat indicates the amount of gold present in an alloy, and usually the purest gold is 24 carats but it is very soft, so for practical purposes it's never used directly in purest form. It is mixed with some other metals like copper and other things, and it's sold in tolas. One tola is about 10 grams. And it costs about 52,000 rupees. About just 10 grams. And we are going to talk a lot about gold now. Much more than 10 grams. It is said, United States holds number one spot with over 8,000 tons of gold in its vaults. It's nearly equal to the next three countries combined. India, in the first 10 countries having gold, is on the 9th rank in terms of having gold. So, Shukdev Goswami, here he is saying that the gold, depending upon its utility, people see it in different ways. So we'll see how a jnani sees. Srimad Bhagavad Gita mentions, jnana vijnana triptatma kutostha vichitendriya yukta iti uchyate yogi shama loshtrashva kanchana. So the person who is established in self-realization, the jnani, he sees the stone and gold as same. So pebble, stone and gold as same. What about the investors who invest in financial market? For them, they usually see gold as gold coins, and it's the term is called as bullion. Means they invest in gold bars, you call it as brick, and coins, because usually the economy goes up and down, so the gold stays as it is normally. It doesn't go down so much, so that's why they invest in that. Dentists also use gold because it is ductile, it is very soft and chemically passive. It does not react with acids and other substances. I was just seeing how I could find it in the folio somewhere where it's gold. Many places are there. Srila Prabhupada, when he was visiting Dai Nippon in Tokyo, Japan, so his front lower tooth came off. So the company Dai Nippon executives, they were very respectful, and they took him to one of their clinics. They had their in-house medical setup. So there was a very young dentist over there. And Srila Prabhupada asked him whether he could use gold to make that tooth. And he was very happy to do such a service for the Acharya. And he was bowing down again and again. He was very joyful. So he took a plaster cast of Srila Prabhupada's teeth. And then next day it was ready. And when it was ready, it was fixed. So Prabhupada moved his teeth and jaw and finally said, I can hardly feel it. It's a very nice job done. And then he caught his head and embraced him and messed up his hair. And he was obviously grinning from ear to ear, as they say, smiling like that, because he was very happy. Now today, Dai Nippon has about 40,000 employees all over the world, and 39 offices in Japan itself and 24 overseas. Just some internet googling. Ayurveda. Ayurvedic doctors, they use Swarna Bhasma. It is one of the, it's like gold ash, which is used in traditional Ayurvedic treatments. And it is usually orally mixed with honey, ghee and milk. And Srila Prabhupada also used to take a medicine called Yogendra Ras, which had some gold, pearl and coral powder in it for neuromuscular conditions. Then electronics and computers people, they also use gold. If today you go to Amazon, yes, we are coming to that. Many people see gold in many ways. So first the smaller ways and then the jewelry. So electronics, if you buy, go to buy any connectors or like a 3.5 mm or HDMI connector, you see this gold plated added. Why? Because gold does not react so easily with the atmosphere. I could speak a lot about this, but since it's I have to speak about Krishna. So I'll just in short explain that when there is corrosion, like any cables, it usually copper is shining in pure form. But these cables, they become blackish, like our this backup, they have this what they call Achman Patra and all the pots. They turn black because of this reacting with the atmosphere. So gold does not react. Now what happens? It doesn't react. That's why the connections are very good. So you get this gold-plated connectors. Next are come the sports people and students. They view gold in terms of medals. Gold medalist, silver and bronze. Usually it is said the gold medalist is happiest and the bronze is also satisfied that he got something. Silver medalist is always thinking that I could have done a little bit better, I could have studied better, I could have run a little more faster and got the gold. And of course in religious situations, religious persons, we know of many deities which are actually made up of gold. It was mentioned by Prem Kishore Prabhu a few days back about a South Indian deity. And also we know in Mayapur there are some deity which is made up of gold of Lord Gauranga. Because gold is considered a highly auspicious and precious metal. And we know that Arjun, he got his name Dhananjay by amassing lot of gold for the yajna. And Bhagavatam also mentions Nand Maharaj gave lots of cows in charity decorated with gold. Gold plating and garlanded golden ornaments. And gold leaf. We have so much of gold leaf in our temple. I remember I was there when it was being done. So it comes in kind of stickers, like very thin leaf. And basically a paint is applied on the wooden carvings, and then that leaf is just pushed on it and then it sticks. It's a very, very thin leaf. I was hearing a lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj about the Palace of Gold for Srila Prabhupada, which has been made in New Vrindavan, West Virginia by the devotees. It's very, very amazing sight to see the beautiful marble floors, the teak wood, the stained glass, the colored, it looks very beautiful. I first time saw it for preparing this lecture. It was, it's amazing. So Maharaj was saying that outside people, they are very attracted to gold and all this stuff. So when they see what's set in between, in the middle of all this opulence, then they start respecting that also. So Srila Prabhupada's Palace of Gold is there, which is made up of all semi-precious stones and all that. I have put some photos in my notes over here just to feel inspired. And then Shukdev Goswami in 5th canto, 14th chapter, he mentions that the color of gold is very glittering for the materialistic persons. And in the 10th canto, there is an episode of Shyamantaka Mani, and Sridhar Swami mentions in his commentary in the shloka number 10.56, point 11, that Shyamantaka Mani used to produce about 77 kgs of gold every day. We talked about 10 grams. Now this is 77 kgs of gold. And because of this, Akrura was performing, continually performing sacrifices on altars of gold. And there is, last but not the least, a very important use of gold, or people, anybody remembering what I missed? Which thing I missed about use of gold? I said electronics. I mentioned gold leafing, jewelry. So, as per statistics, about 80% of gold in the world is converted into jewelry, either in its pure form or in its alloy form. Normally, it's used as an alloy. It's not used in 24 karat gold, it's 18 or 9 karat gold, which are commonly used. Now, a normal gold ring, it weighs about 10 to 20 grams, about 1 or 2 tolas. Yeah. Dr. Alva is wearing so many. And then, I mean, this is just, I have hardly know anything about gold, but by studying. So, there's a music director, he wears about 754 grams of gold on his body. You might have seen his photographs with black goggles, and I'm not naming him, but so every day about 3/4 kg of gold, it's there on his body. And then there is another person from Pune, his fan. He took this thing to another limits. That person, Prashant Sapkal, he's wearing 5 kgs of gold on his body every day. He has gold chains, bracelets. He has an iPhone casing made up of gold. His shoes are made up of gold. We do some exercises. Our dumbbells are weighing 4 kgs. And he has all the security and guards. And he's not a very, very rich man. But he has this interest. So he took it to another level. And Rupa Goswami mentions that anasaktasya vishayan yatharam upayunjitaha Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagya Uchyate. So, of course, as I mentioned, that Shukdev Goswami in one of the verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, he mentions how the people who are just interested in material world, they see gold as all in all, but there are religious people who actually see gold in connection to Krishna. As today's verse, number 31, it mentions that according to different purposes, people see gold in different ways. Similarly, there are people who see God in different ways, which are described in both ordinary and Vedic language. That was the translation. Yatha hiranyam bahudha samyate evam vachobir bhagwan adokshajo. So, I remember in our temple, in Belgaum, there, near that, there's a farm, Gokul Dham. And there, the village, it's kind of remote, almost 5 kilometers from there. So, when they see a big elephant coming in their crops, they say, Devala. So we see, actually, and all over the world, there are many tribes who actually worship the moon, the ocean. If there's a huge tree, a huge mountain, they see the Shakti of the Lord, and they, because they don't have much conception of God, so they feel that that is God. And from this Devala, I remember one time near our GV, now it's called GV, previously we used to call it Wada. So I was doing a book distribution marathon over there some time back, and we had gone to this place called, if I am not forgetting, Vijayagarh, and we had set up a book table over there. And there is this, I heard somewhere, it said that if you scratch the skin of an Indian, you will find a Mayavadi inside. In the sense that they are always, so I was new enthusiasm, so a person came with, he had a agarbatti stall, like a pole and all agarbattis. And we were four of us standing over there. He said, Dev Allah. Dev Allah. So we were in the this weekly market, Athwadia Bazar. You know, it's like everybody started looking at all of us. So we naturally knew what he means. So we all were looking here and there. And then he said, Devala Agarbatti Ghya. Devala Agarbatti Ghya. So he was kind of trying to sell his agarbattis by attracting everybody's attention to us. So then there are people who are into karma kand and they are business minded. We all know of the stories of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya, of course, means gold. So they worship Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma respectively. Ravana worship Lord Shiva. Vrikasur worship Lord Shiva. All for some getting something. In fact, in many of the homes, they sing this aarti. Jai Deva, Jai Deva, Jai Mangal Murti. And then, Darshan Matrena Kamana Purti. Jai Deva, Jai Deva. Darshan Matrena Kamana Purti. You keep fulfilling our desires. Of course, devotees also ask Lord for many things, but they know what is the position. They are not, we give you something and you give us something in return. In fact, there are many Vedic shlokas which also say, Shana Masam Phalam Labet. You get, in 6 months you will get your desired. You do this Shravan Somvar and things like that. And there are also many movie scenes in which the hero comes in front of the deity and says, Aaj khush to bahut hoge tum, and something that he has some problem and then he starts singing and all the bells, there is some resonance, all the bells start ringing and the colors start changing on the deity and the deity is moving. Finally he kind of falls down dancing, going in his singing higher and higher, Ma De Ma Ma, and then as he falls, there is somebody who is come out from the hospital, breathes or opens his eyes. So the conception is that I'm dancing and I'm like, you force God to fulfill your desires. And then, but Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says that all this is done avidhi purvakam. That you are worshipping me, but this is not the correct vidhi to worship. And then there is a Gyan Kand, where people see God as a Brahman, light, and Dhyan Kand, where people see Krishna as the all-pervading Paramatma. It is said that in Satyuga, people were so pious that they used to feel that whatever I have, manasa deho geho jo kichumur, everything belongs to God. And then in Treta Yuga, it is said that they used to draw a circle on the ground, and then they used to throw some money up. And whatever fell in the circle, they used to say that belongs to God. And whatever falls outside, it belongs to us. Then in Dwapar Yuga, they start drawing a line. And if it falls beyond that line, then that is God's. And in Kaliyuga, what they are doing is they throw it up. And whatever stays up is God's. And whatever comes down, they say God will catch whatever is up. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.7, Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaye. So, no truth is superior to me. Matta parataram nanyat. And then he says, Mai sarvam idam prutam sutre mani gana eva. I am like a thread going through all, like this. Flowers are held by a thread. So, all the pearls are strung on the thread. In fact, I just wrote down a few examples where Krishna is mentioning, I am the taste of water, I am the light of the sun and moon, I am the syllable om in the Vedic mantra. This is all in relation to today's purport where it's mentioning various people see God in various ways. I am the original fragrance of the earth, the heat of fire, the life of all that lives. A long list. I just compiled a little bit. I am of the bodies of water, I am ocean. So many ways to see him. And then there are the famous impersonalists. Who say, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Krishna is saying that I am everywhere. So, why they say this? Because they feel that the person is limited. And impersonal is not limited. It's pervading everywhere. But they fail to understand that Krishna himself, although he is saying Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudurlaba, but that does not mean that everything is Vasudev. That means that everything is connected to Vasudev. That's why yesterday's lecture also, Srikant Krishna Prabhu mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't garland the pillar. He garlanded Narsingdev. Because that is the personalism. In fact, in Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, there is a mention that one of his disciples was meeting some impersonalists. They said everything is one. And he was serving halwa to them. So he mentioned, if that is your philosophy that everything is one, then do you mean this halwa is similar to stool on the street? And they were like very high class pandits. So they approached Prabhupada that your disciples are saying this halwa and stool while we are honoring halwa. So what is this? This is very, very, very strong comparison. So Prabhupada said, oh, they are Westerners, you know, they need to be trained. Don't mind. He said, okay, you tell them not to give such examples. And then Prabhupada afterwards, I'm just paraphrasing, Prabhupada afterwards said, yes, very nice example, that stool halwa comparison really made a point. So, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that klesho adik taras tesham, avyakta asakta chetasam, that going on this impersonal line is very, very difficult, because person is naturally attracted to the forms. That's what people are seeing. There is something for everyone. Even in the chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is mentioning that if you cannot work for me, if you cannot have pure devotion, then work for me. So many ways where you can actually experience Krishna. If you cannot practice the regulations of bhakti, then you can work for me and conscience. So many steps you can see Krishna. Then there are different world religions all over the world, not just in India. They are having so many conceptions of God, all based on their thoughts and realizations, whatever mercy they get from God. And even in India, we see so many avatars are coming according to the desires of particular devotees. And last but not the least, I was just reminded of this, where people are singing Tujhme Rab Dikhta Hai. It's like hearing this, all the big gyanis, dhyanis, they will just bang their heads on the rock, where the person is saying Tujhme Rab Dikhta Hai. I mean, Indians can understand what is who's saying to whom and where and what context. And they are singing around the trees like this. They are not connected with any of the scriptures. Many a times it is said that it is seen that couples are initially seeing into each other's eyes, and they are seeing moons and stars, and they are seeing everything. And then later on, they are staring over lawyer's table into each other's eyes with full of hate and very eager to separate, because all their illusion is gone. In fact, on the lighter note, one time Mirza Ghalib was asked that Mohabbat kab karni chahiye, shadi ke pehle ya shadi ke baad? He said, jab bhi karo, biwi ko pata nahi chalna chahiye. Just on a lighter note. So people are saying that they are experiencing frustration this way. And then they saying ki pal bhar ke liye koi hame pyar kar le, jhoota so sahi. Jhoota. They are knowing that they are not going to get true love or true whatever you say, surrender in this life. That's why they are saying jhoota bhi chalega. And Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, in his book Endless Love, it is a collection of essays which he had written in Back to Godhead magazine. He mentions that, I'm just paraphrasing, that one tries to form relationships with their heroes, friends, children, lovers, spouses, and just with the hope that they are going to get full satisfaction. But none of them ever get full satisfaction. They see all their heroes, all their, especially true nowadays, they are not able to supply the enjoyment. And we see basically in four steps he has kind of analyzed this, that everyone knows that whatever you can love and serve in this world is temporary. And if that is temporary, then right at the beginning they cannot fully love. And one's desire to love without limit just indicates that there is a supreme being. And that's why out of compassion, Krishna reveals his kingdom, his pastimes as the most perfect hero, master, friend and lover. In the spiritual world, we see Krishna in endless ways and rasas. Gopis are there, Yashoda is there, everybody in different rasa, different service mood in Dwarka, Vaikuntha. In Damodar Ashtakam, it is mentioned, Iti Driksvalila Bhir Ananda Kunde Swaghosham Nimajjantam Akhyapayantam. So, the transcendental pastimes of Lord are such that the residents of Gokul are going in pools of ecstasy. And material world has variety due to being a reflection of the material world. Material world has got variety because it's a reflection of the spiritual world. And then there is this verse, famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Malla Naam Ashnir Ninam, where we see when Krishna was approaching the wrestling arena, so various groups of people saw him in different ways. Elder brother, when he entered, the wrestlers saw him as lightning bolt, Malla Naam Ashnir. The men of Mathura saw him as the best of males. Women saw him as Cupid in person. Coward men saw him as their relative. That way. So it all depends how different people are seeing Lord in different ways. And then, it is mentioned that there are many people who come, I have seen some people before the lockdown, they come and they devise their own methods of worship even in this temple hall. One time there was a person who used to come right in between of japa time when we were chanting and used to blow his conch shell in front of Prabhupada 3 times. And everybody who was sleeping used to feel, from where did the conch shell blow? There is some person who used to come, who used to knock his head on the door 10-15 times and keep going round and round. It almost seems that they feel that whatever processes we are doing is just gone. It's a very secondary process. The real process is banging the head on the door, and that will bring the real bhakti. And there is some few person who, all are trying to do bhakti, but in their own ways, according to their consciousness. One person, he comes when the Govinda Madhi Purusham is playing, he is singing, Govindam Hari Krishna, somehow bachao me. So people are trying to experience God in their own ways. In fact, it is said that every Indian almost feels that they are very religious. They feel they keep chanting some mantras and then their life is going to be perfect. There is a story in this regard. There were two villagers. One villager, he had a horse, so he taught his horse some codes. So he said, whenever he used to sit on the horse, and if he used to say thank you, then thank God, then the horse used to start running. And to stop the horse, he had to say save me. So one time he explained this to his another villager, that this is my horse, and to make him walk, you have to say thank God, and to make him stop, you have to say, save me. So this another villager, he sat on the horse, started saying, thank God. Okay, so the horse started walking. And then he said, wow, this is working so nice. So such a nice horse, I don't have to do anything. So he kept on saying, thank God, thank God. The horse started running faster and faster. And then there was this mountain edge, he was approaching the edge. So he forgot what to say to stop the horse. So he started saying, thank God, thank God, thank God. So the horse started leaping in the air and he started running faster and faster and faster. Finally, as it said in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha, he remembered what to say to make the horse stop. So he said, "Save me!" So when he said that, horse just stopped almost one foot from the edge of the mountain. And then when he stopped, he said, "Thank God." When he said, "Thank God," we all know what happened. The horse jumped. So this is all illusory. We can't just chant our own mantras and devise our own processes. We have to take training and guidance, because human life is meant for training. And in the Shastras we see how the opulence and sweetness of Lord Shri Krishna is defined in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter 21. It is described, Bakapanti Indra Dhanu Pichatati. It's like Krishna wears a necklace of pearl necklace that appears like a chain of white ducks. And so his hair appears like peacock feather in his hair appears like a rainbow, and his yellow garments appear like lightning in the sky. All these comparisons we see, like Krishna's body is compared to blue sapphire, blue lotus, normal lotus also, pink colored, lotus eyes, lotus navel, and what else? His pitambar is compared to lightning. His teeth are sometimes compared to pomegranate seeds, red, and so many comparisons are made just so that we can understand Krishna seeing this material world. This verse mentions that a word is used as adokshaj. Adokshaj, Prabhupada translates as something which is cannot be felt by the senses, cannot be experienced. Aksha means eyes, Hiranya Aksha, eyes on gold. Similarly, adokshaja means God which is beyond the senses. Also in another place, Prabhupada explains how the Devanagari letter system, it starts with A and ends with Ksha. So all the letters from A, Kshatragya. So that all the letters cannot describe Krishna's beauty. So that's why it is also mentioned how Parikshit Maharaj, when he describes Krishna, when he saw Krishna in the womb, when he was in the womb, he's saying, Tadita Vasam Achyutam Angushta Matram Amalam. He saw Krishna just like a size of a thumb, and he was wearing Tadita Vasam, lightning yellow garments, and his helmet was blazing gold. That was that bluish, blackish body of the Lord he saw. And then in another verse he is mentioning that how the Lord was encircled with four hands, earrings of molten gold, eyes were red with fury because Ashwatthama had sent that weapon. And as he loitered about with his club constantly encircling him like a shooting star, just like, so that vision Parikshit Maharaj is remembering. And Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, that verse number 6, where the shloka says, Tad bhasyate surya na tad bhasyate surya na shashanko na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. In that purport, Prabhupada is mentioning that one should be captivated by this information and he should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world and extricate himself from the false reflection of reality. And today's verse, it mentions that how different people see gold in different ways. Similarly, they see Krishna or God in different ways. Prabhupada in one place gives an analogy that birds of a feather, they flock together. It's like when all the birds are flying, we see many times birds are flying in groups. So each bird has to fly on their own strength. It's not that one bird can tell another bird that you sit on my back. Similarly, when all the birds, all the sadhakas, they are doing sadhana, they can inspire each other. As when we are chanting, Nobody else can control the mind for us. I am just reminded of one time when I was sick in childhood, my father said that even if I want, I cannot take your headache. Even if I love you, you have to suffer your own disease. So similarly, what sadhana we have to do, what spiritual advancement we do, it is ultimately depending on our own strength. Others can inspire us. So that association is required. I'll just end with a small story, and if there are any questions, then we can take. So there is one time, there was a king, and he read sadhu sangha lav matra sadhu sangha sarva shastra koi. So he was very inspired that day by reading that verse that I need to associate with a pure devotee. So then he told his minister that before today evening, bring a pure devotee to me, otherwise I'll chop off your head. I mean, such a king. So the minister went out, he searched the whole city, village. He didn't find a pure devotee. Kali Yuga, very difficult. So at the end of the day, he thought, I have to save my life. He just went, he saw a cobbler sitting there. And he told the cobbler, I'll give you 10,000 gold coins. You have to do a drama. So the cobbler said, I'll do anything for 10,000 gold coins. So he said, the minister, that you have to become a sadhu. You have to dress in saffron, wear a pagdi, tilak, kanti, and have a bead bag, and go to the king and say something about the scriptures. The cobbler said, I don't know anything about scriptures. I have no realization. So he said, you say something about the spiritual life. So cobbler said, okay, anything for 10,000 gold coins. So then he dressed up like that. He went to the king, and the king said, Maharaj, kuch to boliye, kuch bataiye, gyan ki baat. So then the cobbler, he said, ye sab maya hai. This whole world is maya. Everything is temporary. And you have to go to Krishna. He said like that. And the king, it all depends on the receiver, who is receiving the message. It's not who is saying it. So the king was actually in tears, and he said, what a realization. I'm ready to give you half the kingdom, half of my kingdom, and also my daughter in marriage. So then the Brahmana said, Brahmana was already trained by the minister that whatever the king says, you have to say no, 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 no. Whatever he gives. So he said, nay, everything is maya. No, I don't want kingdom. I don't want anything. And then the episode finishes. The sadhu comes back to his place, the cobbler. And the minister, he gives him 10,000 gold coins. The cobbler says, I don't need 10,000 gold coins. So the minister says, what happened? Now the role is over. No more drama. You can remain as you are, and don't go for that kingdom. I am giving you 10,000 gold coins. So then the cobbler said that just when I decided to become a sadhu, you gave me 10,000 gold coins. And when I acted like a sadhu, I was getting a kingdom and a daughter in marriage. So if I really become a sadhu, then what awaits me? So similar is my condition. Although I am not qualified, I am just as a service trying to prepare and give a lecture. So please pray that I can imbibe whatever is there. At least I got to prepare something for speaking. Thank you. So with this we'll end our class. Thank you for being patiently hearing me. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.